This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. ACLU Montana is challenging an emergency rule put into place by the Montana Department of Health and Human Services. Plaintiffs in a legal challenge over a new state law that would require transgender Montanans to undergo gender-affirming surgery and petition a court to update their birth certificates have asked a judge to clarify a previous order halting enforcement of the law. That comes after the state refused to allow people to make updates to their birth certificates using a form, as was the process before the new law. The state health department then issued an emergency rule that actually went further than the new law by blocking people from changing their birth certificates in all cases, except if there was a data entry error. Republicans passed Senate Bill 280 last year to require surgery and petitioning a court to update a birth certificate, citing frustration with a previous Democratic administration that allowed people to update their birth certificates. A year ago, ACLU of Montana sued the state on behalf of two transgender Montanans over the new law. The plaintiffs in the case said the law puts them at risk of violence and harassment if they have documents that could force them to reveal they are transgender. In 2021, there were 50 fatal attacks on transgender people in the U.S., a record high. So far this year, there have already been 14 murders. Plaintiffs also said that not all transgender Montanans undergo surgery and that the law meant they'd have to disclose private medical information in court. Yellowstone National Park announced on Thursday that a mountain named in honor of a U.S. Army lieutenant who participated in the slaughter of a band of Blackfeet Indians in 1870 is now named First Peoples Mountain. The U.S. Board on Geographic Names, the federal body responsible for maintaining uniform geographic names throughout the federal government, unanimously approved the renaming. First Peoples Mountain is a 10,551-foot peak within Yellowstone National Park, east of Yellowstone Lake in the southeastern portion of the park. The peak was previously named after Gustavus Doan, a key member of the Washburn-Langford-Doan expedition that explored the Yellowstone area in 1870, prior to it becoming America's first national park. Earlier in the year in 1870, in response to an alleged murder of a white fur trader, Doan participated in the U.S. Army attack on a band of Piegan Blackfeet. During what is now known as the Marias Massacre, at least 173 American Indians were killed, including many women, elderly tribal members, and children suffering from smallpox. Doan wrote fondly about this attack and bragged about it for the rest of his life. Yellowstone National Park may consider changes to other derogatory or inappropriate names in the future. A recent survey of bats at Azure Cave in Phillips County, Montana, found a significant population reduction since last year, likely due to white nose syndrome, a fungal disease that has killed more than 6 million bats in North America since 2006. A powdery white fungus grows on the skin of hibernating bats, often on the face, leading to irritation and dehydration. That causes the bats to arouse early from hibernation and exhaust fat stores they need to survive the winter, often leading to their death. Azure Cave is a critical hibernating location for bats, hosting between 1,700 and 1,900 bats in a typical year. The May survey found a 98% reduction in bat numbers. Just 40 bats were hibernating in the cave. Half of the remaining bats showed visible fungal growth associated with white nose syndrome. White nose syndrome has been confirmed in 38 states and 7 Canadian provinces. It can wipe out entire colonies of bats and has caused dramatic population declines for several species of bats in North America. Only bats are known to be affected by white nose syndrome, which does not pose a risk to humans, pets, livestock, or other wildlife. Biologists say a little brown bat can eat 1,200 mosquitoes in an hour. Bats are really important for keeping insect populations in check. They help protect crops and timber from insect pests. White nose syndrome in Azure Cave is especially concerning because it's the site of the largest known hibernating winter colony of mouse-eared bat species in the western U.S. outside of New Mexico, and the largest known winter colony of the little brown bat in the western United States. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.